The Phoenix City Council has moved to protect three properties in the Roosevelt Row Arts District from demolition. On a 7-to-1 vote, the council approved the city paying $210,000 for three conservation easements on the Worth House, a 1912 bungalow, a 1910 bungalow on 5th Street, and the Arizona Flower Shop on Roosevelt. The action is considered to be significant and a little bit different, considering the three spots were not on the historic property register. With us for more on this is Michelle Dodds, Historic Preservation Officer for the City of Phoenix. Michelle, how unique is this move toward conservation easements?
Well, we're really kind of going outside the box on this one, because typically we are using historic preservation bond funds to assist people with rehabilitation of their historic properties. And those are properties to be eligible that are on the Phoenix Historic Property Register. The properties that we were talking about at Council are three properties that aren't on the Phoenix Historic Property Register, but they aren't using historic preservation bond funds. We are using community reinvestment funds. So depending on the amount of the funds, in exchange, we get a conservation easement. And what that means is it can protect a property against demolition for the length of the easement. So the $210,000 that council approved today equates to about a 30-year conservation easement.
When we hear the phrase historic property register, I think we would think there would be more protections in place. And I think some of us with these three buildings on Roosevelt Row were thinking, oh, they must have been on the historic property register, but they weren't. Is this something that can be more common?
Sure. I guess the new idea is using some of these community reinvestment funds to get conservation easements on properties that may not be eligible for the Phoenix Historic Property Register, but they still are part of the important history to tell of, in this case, the Evans Churchill neighborhood. So, you know, the sad thing about Evans Churchill is at one time there would have been a viable district here, and these properties could have been a contributor to that district and eligible for historic preservation bond funds. But because, you know, on their own, they are not individually eligible, they wouldn't be able to use historic preservation bond funds. That doesn't mean they're not important, and it's not important to preserve and protect them. And so this is really, I really commend our Community Economic Development Department for going outside of their normal box and thinking of a conservation easement to protect these properties in exchange for some funds to help with their rehabilitation.
Michelle, to what extent is this more of a challenge, considering that Roosevelt Row has been such a hot area and it's been growing so much and so many people are excited by it? Does that affect the timing at all? Does that affect the emotions behind it?
Absolutely. So, you know, the Arts District is here. We have two blocks of buildings that are pretty well intact. And so much of the neighborhood is gone, but these two blocks south of Roosevelt that you see between 4th Street and 6th Street are really, you know, what's left of the neighborhood. There are individually properties that are actually, we were successful in getting on the Phoenix Historic Property Register throughout the Evans Churchill area, but not a whole area. And so this is just one way to try to, with all the development pressures coming on this area, and it's very popular. You know, the arts community made this area really popular, and with that came a lot of interest and a lot of redevelopment. And so this is just one tool which could potentially be used again when you're looking maybe not at a property that is on the Phoenix Historic Property Register, but still needs rehabilitation and still worthy of saving, using those funds to help do that.
Is what happened with what some of us immediately said was a surprise partial demolition of the former Circles building,
right?
Did that cause action, community, council, et cetera, to react to that, to at least make it less likely that that happens again?
Absolutely. Not only the Circles building that you mentioned, but some other recent demolition that have occurred really got the preservation community and the community at large very concerned that these important buildings could basically disappear without anyone knowing. And so this council, in their wisdom, approved this 30-day hold so that there's time to consider what may be lost rather than, you know, you don't know about the demolition until you see it in rubble on the ground.
Michelle Dodds is the Historic Preservation Officer for the City of Phoenix. We've been talking about three properties in the Roosevelt Row area that will be preserved despite not being listed on the Historic Register.